The critique from the Wisconsin Budget Project lists a series of allegedly short-sighted fiscal decisions in the recently approved state budget. Project Director John Peacock says the biggest problem is delaying the boosting of the state's financial reserves until 2019. He says while that makes the current structural deficit look smaller, it doesn't comply with a state provision passed a decade ago requiring the state to keep a fund balance of 2% of state tax revenues.
Most states aim to have at least 5% set aside for a rainy day. And Wisconsin hardly sets aside anything. So if the state has some additional revenue we hadn't anticipated, we need to put some aside and increase that requirement to have a larger reserve fund.
The budget project's critique also accuses the legislature of creating a $108 million hole in the transportation budget that may require patching in the future, a budget fix that will make it harder to keep state reserves at 2%. But Scott Manley of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce calls the accusation laughable. He says the budget project didn't criticize similar transportation budget shifts under Governor Doyle's administration.
They were fine with, you know, fiscal mismanagement 4 years ago and even praised it under Governor Doyle. And we have a much more fiscally sound budget under Governor Walker. And now suddenly that's not good enough.
But the budget project's Peacock says the current budget is tipped too much towards tax relief at the expense of long-term planning. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.